Can you tell us more specifically which is the connection between Java, Indonesia, and Korea? I don't understand.
I'm interested in Javanese movement with reggaeton music because I studied different cultural movement, different countries. But Javanese especially have a very different multiple expressions and folk dance and court dance. And I saw the possibility those dancers can reach reggaeton music, can find a new language for reggaeton music. Then I start. So I guess I highly appreciate Japanese dance.
How could you tell us about your connection, your relation with Ligeti? Why did you, are you so involved in his music?
He showed me what artists should be. And he showed me how he worked, how he composed. And he educated me so much. He gave me so many different music, CDs that I have to study. At the same time, he respected my dance, which I appreciate. And he loved and he respect me as artist. And somehow, please continue to compose, choreograph with my music, that which I will appreciate. Then it was his suggestion, and it was, it's my journey, it's my hope to continue composition, dance with his music. So that his music and music can be seen through my dance.
His music or music in general?
I especially personally like his music. His music is somehow, it's kind of a karma. It's very much shamanistic. It touches me. It touches my inside, inner side, and it gives me different space, different time, different world, so that I try what he visioned with his music, and I try to interpret it with my body language so that it can be presented with the movement.
You said that you can see the music, but can you hear a dancer or dancing? Can you listen to someone who is dancing? He's speaking, because there was a lot of humor yesterday. Can you speak about this humor?
Humor? He was very political, and I'm political too. Humor, yes. I'm very much received Korean culture. The women have to be silent and shy. But this dance gives me different person, which is shamanistic too. Ligeti's music has a lot of different flavor. He never stopped. Go on, find a new language, new experience. And inside, I want to explore so many different essence, persona, or emotions. And when I dance, I don't feel actually who I am as a person. It's something coming into me and explore, which is very shamanistic too. I invite so many different spirits, goddess.
The public has to be in shamanistic way of thinking to show you to see what you're dancing?
Of course, I cannot push audience to understand what the shamanism. I'm just not using, but it's my personal belief. Of course, I'm not a shaman, but I believe this role, my position, my mission is as a shaman, I have a mission to offer, to introduce where I'm from.
Thank you very much, Senhe Aha.